Now, I left the middle of the country and moved to New York a long time ago when I was very young. And I moved there because of an essay I'd happened to read in college by E.B. White. E.B. White wrote about there being three New York cities, the New York of commuters, the New York of people born and raised there, and, as E.B. White wrote, what he called the greatest New York, which he said consists of people who were born somewhere else and came to New York in quest of something. People who embrace New York with the intense excitement of first love and must come to the city willing to be lucky. Well, that was the way it was for me 32 years ago. I was in New York just out of college. New York itself was just out of bankruptcy. The subway cars were covered in graffiti. None of them were air-conditioned. Crime and pornography were rampant. I loved it. One Friday, my boss at the time gave me two tickets to the New York Philharmonic, and I still remember the date. It was November 4th, 1977. I asked a friend to go. She couldn't. But then she called back a half hour later, said she knew a girl who just graduated from college. She was pretty. She was smart. She was spunky. She was Midwestern, like me, new to the city. Now, I had never been on a blind date, but I phoned her, and she said yes. I picked her up in a taxi. It was a Checker cab. We went to the concert. By the way, there are no more Checker cabs in New York City. The concert we saw was the Third Symphony of Sir Michael Tippett. It was highly modern and dissonant, and I worried that this girl would think I was some kind of snobby intellectual. And it turned out I was right. So to make up for that, I proceeded to make it the datiest date of my life. For dinner, we went to this cool new restaurant on Columbus Avenue in Manhattan. And that restaurant, in fact, turned out to be the place that kind of marked the rebirth of the Upper West Side when it was discovered by people as young as we were then. By the way, it no longer exists. After dinner, we wandered a mile down to Times Square to a gaming arcade, and we played pinball for another hour or two. That place and every other pinball arcade no longer exist. It was after midnight. It was 1977. So we went to a disco. I confess it. It was called New York, New York, and we danced. That place and all the other discos in Manhattan are long gone. In the three decades since then, New York City has changed so incredibly much. The subways are air-conditioned, for starters. There are 75% fewer murders. Times Square is spiffy and safe, safe-ish. Neighborhoods have been reborn all over the city. For four elections in a row, New York City has elected a Republican mayor. Now, I no longer go on blind dates. That one was my first and my last, because while all the places I went that night are all gone, the girl is still around. I married her. We're still together. We still live in New York. And really all because one night in 1977 in New York City, we were both willing to be lucky.